Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. As our minds turn toward preparing for the outdoors in the spring, many people have put away their kayaks and we'll call them toys for many months. So, with kayaks, let's take a look at the top 10 gear you need. And I spend so much of my time, sometimes we're filming for Joey B TV and we have a whole camera crew and $80 jillion worth of gear in kayaks going out and on water. And most times it's just going out there to have kayak fun. Hey, do I kayak fish? The answer is yes. But, many times it's just me and Gab, two kayaks. I got the youth kayak out for her. Might sit on top and we're going there. So let's talk about, and when I do my top 10s, most times I say to you, okay, it's not in any order. Well, guess what? Number one and number two are definitely number one and number two. Number one, the PFD, the personal flotation device. And for you folks that haven't gone on to the new terminology, it's a life vest. Now, I wear my PFD all the time. And you're going, so what happens if you step out of the kayak? Well, I step out for a minute or two. Guess what? Still leave it on because I'm going to get back in the kayak. When I get into skinny water, and I consider skinny water, water that's like knee deep or below, because sometimes you get out because you're looking at some really cool things. And I'll explain to you a couple of different things we see out there. And people say, well, I'll just take it off for a while. Well, guess what? If you take it off, you may not put it back on. So I leave it on because somewhere along the lines, you will be in heavy water. So that means heavy water means deeper water. So just keep it on. And here's what I think is a crazy law. Law always says the PFD has got to be in the boat or in the kayak or in the canoe, but not on you. That doesn't make sense because here's a fact I learned a long time ago. The number one type of person who drowns in a boating accident is someone who was a swimmer. And you're going, well, how can that be? Well, number one, they don't have their PFD on. The boat, the craft flips over, kayak flips over, and you get hit in the head, you get knocked out, and that's how you drown. So why not just put it on to make sure that you are safe? Now, here's another cool thing about PFDs. There are so many different types that are out there. And I would say to you, make sure that you actually go to a reputable store, a Ramsey Outdoor store, something like that. When you're there, you put the PFD on that you're thinking about purchasing, take down one of the kayaks, one that's similar to yours or the same as yours, and get in the kayak and see what it feels like against the seat and all that. You see, my PFD has a mesh back, so the whole rest of the front is enough to keep me buoyant. So you see, there's so many different ones that are out there, and I've got all my little pockets that are on side of it, and I'm going to let you know that is just, to me, it's like I have a waterproof case for my keys to my truck, and it's inside one of the pockets. I let whoever I'm with know that they are there in case they ever need it, in case something happens to me, there are the keys. So they make PFDs now that are just super thin, that have a CO2 cartridge. So you fall into the water, you just pull a ripcord and it blows up for you. So we have to make sure that we take care of ourselves and our family and friends first. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, one of the times I'm out there and we do have a show on this one, but don't leave this show to go to that one. But my buddy Kenny and I, and we rescued someone who actually had fallen over in a sailboat. Actually, she didn't say fallen over. She had jumped in the water to go for a swim, an older woman, and she couldn't get herself back up. And when we went to rescue, now, I happened to be in a touring kayak because I brought this fleet of kayaks out for Kenny's family. We're just out there paddling around. And I actually had to put this woman up on the front of my kayak. So my kayak was about to tip and go in the drink. We were able to successfully rescue her. I didn't go in the drink. But if my PFD wasn't on and we were at a reservoir, we were probably right at that point in about 70 feet of water. So guess what? PFDs are on all the time. And another time I actually had to sit on top, and it happened to be at the same location, same reservoir, I had to rescue an idiot guy who had, like a 20-year-old kid who had taken, and there's a story on that one, another podcast show, you need to listen to that. And the little boy who was out there, and I had to rescue a little boy first, but I had to have my PFD on, and he did not have. So you see, we need to make sure that we are there and we are doing the right things. And also with those PFDs, they're all different sizes. Make sure you have the proper size PFD for the right person. See, in my basement, and I have a huge basement with all my outdoor gear in it, and I have these, you know, you see the largest Tupperwares in the history of the world. No, they're not for the microwave. And these monstrous things, and I have them all different colors because they're color coordinated. So I have some that have one color just for my PFDs inside of it, and I have all different sizes. So I just figure out, okay, so who are we going out with for the day? Okay, let's bring, and sometimes I bring some extra ones because I'm not sure if you're a medium or large, extra, whatever it is. I do have youth ones as well. So we covered that piece of safety. Now the next piece of safety is this, and we're going to attach it to the PFD, and that is a whistle. Because if you need help somewhere, so you're out there and you need to be rescued, you will run out of voice, help, 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 before you run out of breath. And you know, if you need it, you just blow the whistle. And it is an emergency whistle, so it's not for playing games. And every time I'm with Gabby, I always say, okay, Gab, let's go get something really cool. I shouldn't say every time, but go get something cool. Well, I bought her an emergency whistle because, you see, on my PFD, she sees the big black whistle. So I found one that was really, really, I'll just say, bright, fluorescent pink. So she liked it. She would have liked the black one anyway. The first question she says, well, was it expensive? And I said, Gab, I says, when it comes to things that are for safety, money really isn't the object. Then I explained to her that it really was not expensive. And you also want to get a plastic one because metal, especially for some of you that go into seawater happens to be saltwater. I'm an environmental scientist, so I say seawater. You want to make sure that it is plastic in nature. And hey, when we come out of seawater all the time, doesn't matter, every bit of our gear. So we go enjoy the day if we happen to be in the salt, and every bit of our gear gets washed down. So that whistle is attached to my PFD, so it gets washed down as well. So safety first, number one, number two, PFDs and whistles. Now we're going to get into gear, and you're going to go, okay, this is what I thought he really was going to talk about. So hey, top 10 gear, how about kayaks? So let's talk about what type, what size, how much money do you have? Like all these things play a role in it. So I'm going to let you know that, and I mentioned before, but I have a fleet of kayaks here. One of my sister's house, we've got a fleet of kayaks there. We got our canoe there. I've got paddleboard here. So like we've got like everything you need to go out and play in the water, we've got it. So I have many touring kayaks, and touring kayaks are the one with cockpits in them. And I have the sit on top ones as well. We don't have any whitewater kayaks because we don't do any whitewater. And those are just really special, special ones. And I'm also going to let you know that we have so many different brands. So don't get hung up on a brand. Just like anything else. Some people get hung up like, I must buy the blank type of car, blank type of truck. Well, guess what? How about if you go out and search for the best possible ones? And I'm an American-made type of guy when it comes to vehicles. How about the best possible one? And let's find that piece of the puzzle out and find which one works for you. So what are your needs? What can you afford? You know, the prices of kayaks are like, you know, when you're buying a car, you can get a price for a real tiny little car or a Cadillac. So I'm going to let you know that prices do vary. And early in the season, especially late in the season, when stores want to get rid of them, you can find some really great prices on them. But I'm going to give you a real cool hint. And this is where most of our fleet came from. Every year, Eastern Mountain Sports, they happen to rent lots of kayaks. And at the end of the season, they will actually get rid of them at half price. So we will actually go there and we will wait. So the PFDs are half price. The paddles are half price. The kayaks, like every bit of the gear that you're going to need, or starter gear, we'll say, actually, it shouldn't even, because some of the gear is really good. Some of the kayaks are great, are half price. And the first time we ever went there, we go there. And since I am a morning guy, my friend's morning guy, and we get there super, super early. There's one guy ahead of us. So the store is not open. It's probably, I'm sure it's before 6 a.m. because that's who we are. And we forget, hey, We get to be second in line. And here we are. We're going to be able to get the kayaks we want. So as time went on, the store didn't open until 10. So as time goes on, the line is now monstrously long. So the woman opens the door, and before she lets anyone in, she shouts to the whole crowd, "All the gear is downstairs, so you just walk to the back of the store and go downstairs." So she opens the door, and as we're walking through the store, and you figure you should walk in a nice single file, keep who you are, everyone just starts running through all the aisles, and they just run downstairs. And I said to the woman, as I'm walking, I said, "Look, the gentleman in front of me, all he wanted was a double kayak. We're looking for kayaks, and we were here." She goes, "Well, if you don't buy them, somebody else will." And that was her answer. So I said to my buddy, and I'm not typically a nasty guy, I go, "We get downstairs, pull every tag off of every kayak." So, because what she was screaming to everyone before we went in is, "When you grab a tag, that's the kayak you're going to buy." So we grabbed every tag off of every kayak while people are looking, just around. And the woman goes, "You're going to buy them all?" I said, "Maybe." And we slowly, first I gave, there was only one double kayak down there, and that's what the guy came for. And we handed him the double kayak tag, so he was able to buy it. And then we went and saw, and everyone's like all ticked off. And why are they ticked off? We were there for hours. And again, this is just general courtesy. And I'm not typically this type of guy. And we selected the kayaks. We did this pretty quick because we really knew what we were after. And then we just started putting the tags back on all the other kayaks. So we got what we wanted. There was a jillion PFDs, a jillion paddles. And so there wasn't any rush for those. So we were able to get them there. And I'm not saying, you know, because, hey, that woman was wrong. And most times when you do get in line, you do get what you're supposed to. So, and just general, hey, the story. Because, hey, I tell lots of stories. I also have here at our house, for Gabby, we've got a youth kayak, inexpensive. And, hey, we have other little younger family members, Gracie and Evelyn, growing up, that they will eventually grow into that kayak as well. So we just, hey, we pass it on down the line. And I'm also going to let you know that if you've got something, my saying is, if I'm not using it, someone else should. So my great friend, Coach Stinky, well, I had a 9-foot kayak here, one with cockpit touring kayaks. We weren't using it. He's a good friend, good fly fisherman, learned a lot from him, from the coaching world, personal good friend. So, hey, gave one to Coach and his family because that encouraged him to go out and buy more kayaks for his family, which made him very happy. And I'm going to let you know, those touring kayaks that are 9 foot and they have a cockpit in them, they're good for most people. Unless you happen to be like, hey, I'm 5'11", I fit inside of it. My nephew Wyatt, who's 6'7", he probably could wear those for shoes. I mean, I'm just joking. Wyatt, don't take it personal. But hey, you know, so you can find that. And a lot of those 9-footers and the youth ones are very, very inexpensive. So again, find your budget, find your needs, and then go find the sizes that you need. So on my number 4 on my top 10 kayak gear list is paddles. Go into my basement and I explained all the gear. I've got this monstrous bucket, close to a garbage pail size, full of paddles. We've got every size. And if you don't know this, the sizes are measured in centimeters. So I've got remember the EIMS deal when we bought lots of paddles. And they're just moderate, they're decent paddles. And then I have one higher end paddle. And it's funny, when I say figure out the size you're going to need and you're going to try different ones, I thought I was at a 230 centimeter for the longest time, enjoying. And that's the one higher end paddle that eventually was a birthday gift. And I used some of the money and bought that. And then over time, I just was looking for something different. I took out one of the 240s. Think about this. I had been paddling for years with a 230, thinking that was it. Got the 240 and said, there is more comfort here. So there is the right size paddle for the person. Hey, and this is a guy who's in a kayak all the time, but I did find that. So you want to match the person with the proper size. Hey, you head out to Ramsey Outdoor, you get in the kayak, because they will put it on the ground for you, and you start to size the paddle that you need. And again, once you're on the water, that's when you can make the definite decisions. And like the kayaks, and I explained this to you, you can purchase from the inexpensive to the Cadillac prices. So they're all out there. And they do sell this one, and I created my own because, hey, my dad was an inventor, still is inventing little bits here and there, or helped me out with what I do. And I created a leash for my paddle because here you're paddling and you're doing something else. Say you're fishing, and all of a sudden your paddle just pops off the kayak. So you need to make sure, and some of the kayaks actually have a bungee cord on the side where you actually, a little clip, you just clip the paddle on the side. So whatever you're doing, I have found that over time because, hey, we photo a lot, we film a lot from the kayaks, and we fish a lot from the kayaks besides just paddle. And I have found that if I just take my paddle and just literally put it across my lap, my knees are bent a little bit, and there's just comfort there, and it stays there. And, hey, I have caught monstrous striper bass that have towed me all around in the kayak, and my paddle has not gone anywhere while I was, you know, working these fish in to release them because, hey, I am a catch-and-release guy. Now, going to number five, how about a little comfort? How about, again, I am in a comfortable seat in the studio right now, and I make sure of that. Well, I want a comfortable seat in my kayak. So there are many different brands that are out there, and I'll just mention a few and just give you a couple examples. One of the Wilderness kayaks that we have has a pump air system. So you can actually go and pump up your seat, and it pumps up your seat and your back to your comfort. And I found out if you're in something like that, sometimes if you're in there for hours and just want to change your comfort level, pump up a little bit of air, and sometimes even just take out a suspect, it just changes it. So it just helps you in that long type of thing, you know, if you're in there for a long duration. Well, sit on top kayak. I have one of mine happens to be an Ocean. By the way, I don't get any money for talking about these brands. And an Ocean kayak. And with some of my birthday money, see, this is what I do typically with, you know, you get some money, you go, well, what do I need? Because I really, and I'm blessed. I really don't need anything. It's things that I just want to sort of add to the fold type of thing. Well, I found a seat that has a real high back to it and a comfortable seat. And that extra high back is for me. And so I'm, again, it gets back to who you are and what you enjoy. And I am letting you know that, that's a seal skin, I believe. I'm pretty sure off the top of my head. They've got a couple of great brand products out there. And that one just is perfect for me. So I'm going to let you know that most stores, again, will let you put down a kayak, feel the sit in the seat, see what it feels like. If it happens to be like a sit on top and you have to add a seat, well, then say, can I clip this seat in and try? Can I clip this? Because all the different ones. And they let you do that. So that's one of the things. And with the seat, you know, you're checking out the size of the cockpit to see if it fits your body. We'll also check that seat out too. Now, if you get into a touring kayak or say to the person, can I put this kayak down and can I get in it just to see what it feels like? And if they say to you, well, I'm sorry, sir, you can't do that, then just say thank you very much and leave. Hey, go to another store. All good stores allow you to, again, outdoor stores want you to feel comfortable with the purchase. Now, going to that seat. Let's go to my good buddy, Coach Gorski. And I have fished everywhere with this guy up and down the East Coast. Coach, I'm going to say this way. He's got an iron butt. He can sit in a kayak, and I'm not joking. The first time he and I ever went fishing together was kayak fishing. He sat in his kayak, and he was gone, paddled out. And he was gone probably for 8, 10, 12, I have no idea, 12 hours. And he never got out of the kayak once. So either his seat was the most cushioned or he's got an iron butt. So, Coach, sorry I had to say that one, but it's really true. Me, I think I'm just the type of guy, after about an hour or two, I want to get out and I want to stretch and then get back in. So it doesn't matter what function, if it's just recreational, I'm paddling with my family and friends, that's great. I still want to get out and stretch. And he just can sit in there all day long. So just something to think about. So moving right along to number six, how about, and I think this, you'll find this in probably just about all of my top tens. How about hydration and energy? Well, when we're talking about energy, we're talking about food. So first thing, my good buddy, Dr. Bob, we were raised together, grow up together type of thing, spend every waking hour in the outdoors, backpacking, fishing, hiking, you name it, whatever we're doing. And you see, when we go kayaking, all of a sudden, my kayak becomes magnetic when I open up my food because Bob's kayak, which most times he's borrowing mine when he comes towards my neck of the woods to go kayaking. So magnetically, his just gets attached to mine because Bob knows that I am going to bring what I claim to be the ultimate outdoor foods. So Bob is like the little puppy dog, and he gets some of the food that's there. I'll share some with Bob. I'd say it this way. I'd try to hold out and not give him the good stuff, but hey, he's worth it. He's a good friend. So I've got that. So let's talk water, and then we'll go back to energy, which is, you know, your food. So your water should be in a BPA-free bottle. If you don't know this, BPA is a cancerous material and utterly amazing. In the United States, you can still purchase bottles with BPA in them. just about every country in the world, it is illegal. So you want to make sure that you buy a tag that says BPA free on. So when you leave your house, put in the bottle, put in half ice, half water, because obviously as the day goes along, the ice is going to melt down, but you can keep it chilled. And I have a cooler, and I'll talk to you about my cooler in one of my kayak deals, but I always have a cooler in my truck, and I put inside there bottles of water, but the bottles are just filled with ice because eventually they're going to melt as well. So just a little hint, keeping that water chilled for you. Now, energy. How about you do need some simple snacks? So you find out what your favorite healthy guys are, and I happen to be the inorganic guy buying organic foods. And how about walnuts and almonds and dried fruit? And you can mix them together, and people will say, well, that's GORP, and call it whatever you want to call it, but make sure you've got some. These are foods that will give you some good energy during the day as far as some antioxidants and things. So, but I'm at this point, I'm really interested in the energy that it's going to give me. And for your lunch, how about putting it in some BPA, once again, free Tupperware, and they do sell those as well. And for me, and I'm just going to give you my example of a lunch out in the wild, because pretty much my lunch is about every day. I love salads out there with some good organic cheese inside of it. And I've gotten lately into the organic Gouda cheese, but cheddars and all that. And I bring some Ezekiel bread. And if you haven't tried Ezekiel bread, a little bit more expensive, but hey, it is definitely worthwhile. So I will actually take that out into the wild. Again, I take a variety of other foods, but I'm just giving you an example because you can take those. And inside your cooler or inside your little lunch bag should be a garbage bag. And it could be simply a little plastic bag, if you don't have much, a little plastic bag that you purchase your groceries with. See, there's got to be a way sometimes to reuse these, and you could use it as a garbage bag. And, well, in my larger cooler, I actually can mount that into one of my kayaks, and I'll describe that in a little bit. And inside there, if I have a lot of people, we're out filming, whatever, and sometimes you're stopping many times, food, you're out there filming from first sunrise, sunset, and all that, a larger garbage bag that's inside of there. So, you see, once we're done then, I also have a large cooler in my truck. And when the expedition's over in the parking lot, I've got extra waters, extra food. Yes, for lots of people. Yes, even Dr. Bob, I'll give him some of that as well. Now, number 7 on my top 10 kayak gear list are water shoes. And I'm going to classify them as two types. One I'm going to call spring, fall shoes, and one I'm going to call summer shoes. So let's go spring, fall, because much of the water is colder water then. So I have these neoprenes, and I don't want to call them booties, but let's call them booties, that are high cut, and there's a zipper on the side. So, and they are also great, even in the warmer weather, if you happen to be kayaking to a place that has a mucky bottom. So I use those spring, fall, and then I use those if I'm heading to a place with a mucky bottom. In the summer, and there's, once again, many brands out there, don't get any money from them. I use my Teva sandals, and they're the open-toed ones, because if you happen to be wader fishing, so you're in your kayak and your waders are on, and this might be when we're striper fishing, I will actually open the straps up larger, so I've got my waders on with the stocking feet on them, and then I put my Teva sandals over them. So I use it for that too, but I wear my Tevas just about everywhere. So I'm going to let you know that it doesn't matter where you're going, because sometimes we get out in skinny water, and I'll just use Island Beach State Park, great park, Sedge Islands. You're out there paddling, and you're on the flats, so you got skinny water. You're walking around. So typically what I do is just take, I have a long 10-foot cord attached to the front of my kayak. I have a little lasso loop, throw it over my body and around my waist and down. And so the kayak's being dragged across the water behind me. You know, and we'll find beds where there are crabs. And I mean every crab species you could imagine. And right away people are going, oh my goodness, crabs. Well, guess what? They feel your vibration, your feet walking, and they're just scaring away from you. So no, they're not going to bite your little toesies there. And then sometimes you'll be on one of the flats and it's just filled with sea stars. And so I'm going to let you know that having some type of good, because some people say, well, I'll just wear flip-flops and I'll go barefoot. Well, guess what? Find a great type of summer water shoe that happens to be protective on your feet in all the different situations that you're going to go. So included in this water shoe deal, I always include what I'm going to change into when I'm done. And most times I have flip-flops to change into. And I have a towel because I want my feet to dry out. All right, that's just part of it. Because some people put their wet feet into sneakers. Now you got wet sneakers. So how about something that's open-toed, so to speak, that so your feet dry out and your shoes, your footwear that you're changing into stays dried. Now, also going to let you know, and I had to squeeze it somewhere into the top 10 gear secretly. Shh, don't tell anyone. But this one happens to be with sunblock. Because I know the people who will go out there with no sunblock, because by the way, sunblock is better than sunscreen. You can do lots of research on that. And they will go out there and have open-toed sandals on and not have any sunblock on. And at the end of the day, they're screaming because their feet are so sunburned. So hey, how about sunblocking your body up? And you should always have it on at least a half hour before you go on out into the sun because you want absorption into the skin. So I'll give you a little hint with that. Shh, don't tell anyone. I'm not supposed to be talking about this. And I also put on SPF clothing because they make so much of it right now. And there's SPF 50 clothing, headwear, all this gear that you can put on. But don't tell anyone that I snuck this one in there. But really, it is an important thing. So now let's go to number 8. How about dry bags? Dry bags, they keep your gear dry. Yeah. And you know what? They are different sizes. How about for carrying different types of gear, your clothing, your food, snacks? You should also know that dry bags are inexpensive, and the ones that I use, you just fold them down 3 times, click, and they're completely dry. Different colors, different sizes, and I use that to differentiate what gear goes inside of them. And one of the things is, in one of my dry bags all the time, I always have a bandana because I always wear a hat and want sun protection. I just love hats and my sunglasses because that's sort of who I am anyway. But if you happen to, your hat goes overboard, well, where's the protection for your head? So I have a bandana inside one of them all the time. Never lost the hat, but the day that it happens, I will have that bandana. And also a neat thing about the dry bags, when you do them properly, they will float. Don't know how long they're going to float for, but hey, as you're moving gear around, sometimes one might just pop out. It's floating along. You just pick it back up, put it back in, and guess what? It's dry. And again, if you happen to be going into seawater, everything gets washed down. So I unload the gear, open the bag up, unload the gear so it's out, and then I wash the bag. And I even flip it inside out and wash the bag. And when I dry it, I dry one side, then flip it inside out because you want to make sure that for mold, mildew, all that, everything is always dry before you put anything away. Now, let's go to number 9. How about proper tie-down racks to transport your kayaks? So the first thing you need to know is, and there's so many different types that are out there and brands. Well, first one is, what type of vehicle? Many of the outdoor shows, these companies are there. And I'm going to tell you to visit all the different vendors, all the different brands, and ask the questions. And make sure you tell them, well, I've got the blankety blank truck, blankety blank car, whatever it is, this version, and the sport version, whatever you have, and let them tell you, oh, this one fits, this one does not fit. Hey, they're going to be very honest with you because they want you to be happy with their product because, again, word of mouth is how they sell products, so that's important. So now let's talk about that you actually have the proper rack on the proper vehicle. So let's talk about safety and putting it there. And some of them, you know, with cars, you have to lift them up. I am letting you know that one time I'm in a parking lot, unloading my gear, ready to get into a reservoir and go off. And there's a guy with his little son, and he's putting up a kayak. And it was a smaller kayak, probably the child's kayak up there. And while he was doing it, the kayak slid off the car. And I'm saying, within inches, almost killed the little kid. And my fault, I should have walked over, because typically I do this anyway, but now this ensures that I do. I says, hey, sir, can I help you? And I just say that to everyone now. Hey, can I help you put your kayak? Sometimes you're just lifting it into the bed of their pickup. Can I help you? But that was my life lesson, and I should have known that at that point. But I'm going to tell you to make sure that you're doing it safely. You go, hey, you guys know this by now. You could YouTube everything in the history of the world. Go YouTube your type of kayak. Go YouTube your type of rack, and they will show you exactly how to put those up there. Really important. Now, in my truck itself, the Joey B Mobile, I've got these racks for up top. So in the bed of the truck, I can put 2 big kayaks up top. I flip my tailgate down, and I could put 2 kayaks sticking out, and I'll talk about that in a second. And then Gabby's smaller kayak, the youth one, I could put on top. And make sure that you have the tie-down straps that just lock tight, and then I always put some extra knots in it. Because again, I am the safety guy in what I do, but you want to make sure that you lock them down really well. Double check them. Hey, when you think everything is done perfect, racks above, bed of truck, just shake them a little bit and see that. And most times if you tied them well, the truck or the car will shake with you. I mean, it sort of becomes part of that vehicle, and that's really important. And then with kayaks that are hanging out of the vehicle, law says that you must have a red flag attached to them. And that's for safety, because now it's extending out and you might be making a turn. And some people are just seeing the front of your car and not realizing there's something behind you and out there. And what I've done with that is I have a fleet of red bandanas. And it's funny that when I attach it, so here we are. We just finished kayaking for the day. And I now have just tied on a red bandana because we're going to transport the fleet back to my abode here. Well, when I get home, and if I was in seawater, I'd still be washing the kayak down, and I wash the bandana, it doesn't matter, because I leave them outside to dry, and I actually put the kayak away, leaving the red bandana on it, so this way I don't even forget, because when we reload them, the bandana's already, so the red flag's already there. So that's something for you to go to. Now, we are going to number 10 on my top 10 list, and my number 10, you're going to go, well, this sounds odd for kayak gear. How about for a change of clothes in your vehicle? And you go, what's the big deal about a change of clothes? Well, Coach Gorski, my good friend, he's got a club he started. It's called the Upside Down Club. And the Upside Down Club is this. Anyone who's ever kayaked with who has flipped over, gone upside down, in their kayak, he gives them a certificate. So I'm going to let you know that I have never yet fallen out of a kayak. And hey, I'm bragging about it, knowing that one day it may happen, because I'm going to give you a fishing story. Because here we are, winter fishing about 2 years ago, Inspector Dave and I, because by us, we always get lots of heavy snows and all this ice and frozen. Well, one every now and then it's rare. Well, we hit this spell where there was January, there was like 50 degree days and the snow wasn't there. And I said, Coach, no, it wasn't Coach. It was Inspector David. Go, hey, let's get out and fish. So we get out there, got my waders on, got my boots on. And these are different boots. So these are real wader boots and they have little metal studs on the bottom. So I am standing at the edge of a river, a couple of rocks, and I'm casting away my fly rod and you need to shift your weight. And all of a sudden I shift my weight and I'm leaning towards the water. And typically I would just step back. It was that, well, the little metal studs got caught in the rocks and I couldn't shift my weight back. And in slow motion, I'm going, no, and I fall in a river. And now we're talking about, hey, it was still 50 degrees out, but we still had ice, cold water, winter water. Well, I had my waist waders on, so I was really pseudo dry from the waist down, but I was wet. What do? About 100 yards away is my truck. I go over there. I always have these monstrous towels. One person had given me a camo Snuggie many years ago just because they thought it was a cute gift for me. And I go, what am I going to do with this? Well, I keep it in my truck because it's the perfect changing room now. So I am letting you know that I have extra gear to change into. So I change into it. Hey, a little cold for a short time. In the truck, obviously some food, some water. And then I'm back out fishing right away. And since Inspector Dave and I were the only ones on the river, there was no one else to laugh at me except him. And hey, you know what? In life with your friends, it's okay to have fun with your friends, not make fun of your friends. So to this day, Inspector Dave from time to time reminds me of that fall. But hey, I've never fallen in a kayak, and I'm sure one day it will happen and I will join that Upside Down Club. But I have been with people that have fallen in a number of times, and sometimes I am handing them some of my gear that I do want back, by the way. So I do have seasonal gear in the truck. So wintertime, winter gear. So obviously summertime, summer gear. Camera crew sometimes for Joey B TV. They don't have the proper gloves, all of that. Summertime, extra towels, definitely extra sunblock, extra footwear, not for other people. I don't want them wearing my footwear, but all of that. So there's my top 10, but what didn't make the list? Let me give you one of the things. So when you go to seawater, saltwater, the sit on top kayaks, a lot of the fishermen will actually put a milk crate in the section behind them, and they've crafted different ways, and I've done this. You could put PVC pipe attached to it that become fishing rod holders. And for one of my touring kayaks. I have a huge one with a rudder on it, rudder system, but that one has a section in the back, and I've actually attached a milk crate because most people don't attach it to their fresh water, and I don't know why. And this medium-sized cooler that I have, it's sort of more upright than it is outward, and it fits perfect in there, and I bungee it in there. And speaking of bungees, when you are strapping down your kayaks going back to the tie-downs, never ever use bungees there because they do stretch and move. You want those tie-down straps. But for something that's, because most of the straps on kayaks are bungees, and the bungees, you know, smaller ones, you can pull pretty tight. So I actually attached that. So that didn't make my list, but I thought that. And you could get so many different mounts right now. There's so many companies that make them out there, mounts for fishing rods. You can create your own, as I said, for PVC gears. How about, didn't make my list, but it goes with me everywhere, is my binoculars, my binos. I've got small pairs for Gab, but small pairs for me to just throw in a kayak. I don't mean throw, because you wouldn't throw a pair of binoculars in the kayak. How about your fishing gear, your rods, the mounts, and all that? You know what? Now, I gave you the top 10. Most of us, including myself, well, you've got this home court water that you love to go to because you just love to be there and it gets you out. And sometimes it's real close. But how about visiting some new waters that are out there, making some new adventures for you, your family, your friends? Before you go, ask some questions. When you get there, ask the locals who are in the water questions and ask about safety and all the things that go along with it. Find my top 10, find your top 10, and until next time, enjoy life's adventure. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.